Hello, my name is Luke Beckwheeler. What is your name?
My name is Sammy Millward.
What are you meaning? What story are you going to be sharing with us?
I'm going to tell a story that, at the time was kind of embarrassing, but now I laugh at all the time, looking back on it from when I was, like, 12. So, basically, here's what happened. So, one day, one of the sinks at my house, it had some issues, and so it needed to be fixed. And another thing which is important to the story is my family has a family friend who is a plumber. It's this guy named Chris. And so since I was like 12 and I was sort of a wannabe prankster, then I decided, along with my brother, that we were going to call what we thought was the most epic, fail-proof prank of all time. So, we still had several hours, so we went and got a dozen water balloons out, and we decided to fill them all up in advance so that they'd be prepared. But we didn't realize, since we were like 12 and 13 or so, that they would pop much earlier than we had anticipated. Okay. And let's see what... Oh, yeah. So, we waited for a while, but eventually there were two left, which was a bit of a setback, but whatever, this would still work. And so, eventually, this truck showed up and Chris came. My brother approached him and then greeted him. Chris was just like, "How do you know my name? Have you been spying on me?" Yeah, and he pretended not to know us while my brother futilely attempted to get him to let his guard down, so I decided to throw one of the water balloons at him right then and there. You might be thinking, wait, so I'm guessing that it just missed entirely? No. That's not what happened. He caught it midair.
What?
Yeah, he did. I'm not making that up.
How do you catch a water balloon?
I have no idea. Really fast reflexes, I guess. Okay, and so then I decided to quickly rush towards where the garden hose was, but before I could, he threw the water balloon back at me, and it burst. So, this meant war, of course. Okay, and so, hold on a moment. And I turned the garden hose on full blast, but then, before I could do anything, it stopped, and so I was confused. So I decided to check to see what it was. That was the problem. Little did I know, until too late, that his assistant had kinked the hose while I wasn't looking. And I got in soon. The next thing I knew, I had water burst.
Water burst.
And got shing out my face. Less than 30 seconds later, I was the one who ended up being completely drenched. Yeah, and at the time it was sort of embarrassing, like, well, that was a total disaster, but now I laugh at it pretty much, like, I was a complete idiot back then when I was 12. But, bizarrely enough, I might have worried about that failure. That sometimes, even when you think you have a great idea, it's not going to work out at all. Bizarrely enough. And that over-planning too far in advance is not a good thing most of the time.
Okay, can we rewind it back? This man caught a water balloon. I think we should give him an award for that. Like, I don't think... How do you do that? Like,
I don't know. It was not what I was expecting.
Like, I've had water balloons, like, burst in my hand when I'm throwing them. Like, I don't know how you'd catch one without... Yeah, I don't know. He's a water wizard, I'm concerned.
Probably. I wouldn't be too surprised.
Alrighty, then. That was Sammy's story.